It's been sort of a whirlwind of a month since the election. I'm anxious to get started. I've made some changes already within the sheriff's office that I think will benefit the citizens of the county. The current chief deputy, Casey Switzer, resigned his position as chief deputy earlier in the month and has volunteered or asked to be placed back into the patrol unit. I've asked Brian Evans, a longtime deputy with a wealth of experience, to take that role, which he kindly agreed to. I plan on asking, or I have asked, and he has agreed also, Sergeant Jason Munson, to take the role that I left in investigations as a detective. He's already received a great deal of training in that role and has been a strong leader in his role as sergeant, so I think he'll transition to that role very smoothly. There's some scheduling changes that I plan on initiating within this month to sort of equalize patrol coverage, especially on the weekends, until shift bidding takes place due to the contract later in the spring, and there will be some more changes once that time comes. But things are moving along. I have a great team to work with, a bunch of awesome coworkers that will make the transition smooth and continue to serve the county proudly, I believe.
Yeah, and then as being elected a new Mercer County Sheriff, did you have to go somewhere like for some like training or some seminar or something just shortly after being elected for a new elected official type of thing?
Yes, I did. On the election, of course, was the 6th. That Sunday, I was in Springfield at the Illinois Executive Institute, I believe it was referred to. It's a part of the Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board. They put on a training for newly elected sheriffs to sort of give us an idea of some of the additional responsibilities, some of the inner workings of how to do the job as sheriff. So that was through Sunday through Thursday in Springfield, which was great training and was very helpful. Opened a lot of doors of communication with other elected officials in the area. So there's a lot of people that I can turn to for advice and guidance on things that pop up that I'm, you know, not familiar with.